You know what I think is a weird phenomenon? I think this whole idea of the midlife crisis. I don't really understand how that happened. Like, you're going along and all of a sudden you wake up and you go, oh, I don't know who the fuck I am. When did that start exactly? When did people start having midlife crises? Remember reading about any midlife crises back in the 30s, you know, where people all of a sudden, wait, I don't know who I am? Or was it something that came about as the modern media began distracting us and every day in our life? We want to have this kind of car. You want to have this kind of house. You want to marry this kind of woman. You want to act this kind of way. These clothes, this perfume, this cologne, this watch, this pen, everything you have to have in order to be just, you know, happy. You have these things and you're happy. You'll be happy, 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 happy. But you know what? They turn 35 and they don't know who the fuck they are. And they're like, oh my God, I'm not happy. Blue screen, mental blue screen. Everything's going wrong. Quickly get me some country music. Cause that's what happens. They go get some cowboy boots. They buy a Trans Am. They're too old to be in the bar. And they have a midlife crisis. American Beauty midlife crisis. I don't know who the fuck I am. I bought into a lie when I was younger. I was right when I was a teenager. I was right, but I lied to myself and I told me, well, I guess you better grow out of that. Grow out of that and grow into some nice chains. Grow into some nice chains. They look good on you, those chains. They're solid gold chains, boy. Solid gold. Be true to yourself, man. Avoid the midlife crisis. My name's Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.